Hi there. The word for you today is go all the way. In Philippians 3 verse 10, reading from the Message, Paul writes, "And go all the way with him." While John was a prisoner in the Isle of Patmos, far from his loved ones and surrounded by the cries of abused captives, he had a great vision, a vision of Jesus. He writes, Revelation 1:17, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead." Imagine that. Incredible revelation in the midst of confinement, chaos, and pain. Sometimes that's how it works. The difficult circumstances you're going through right now can actually clear your perceptions, cause you to seek God as never before, and find answers for your life. John's predicament proves that negative experiences don't hide the Lord. They reveal him. Instead of destroying you, Satan's attack can actually develop you. Yes, it stresses you, but it also stretches you spiritually. In Hebrews chapter 11, we see two things: the deeds of their faith and the depth of their faith. Where did God prove his faithfulness to Daniel? In the lion's den. Where did the Lord reveal himself to the three Hebrew children? In a fire, heated 7 times over. You know what? There's a place you can get to where fiery trials actually consume everything except your desire to know God. Though that place may sometimes escape your grasp, never let it escape your gaze. It was Paul's all-consuming goal. Listen to him. "I gave up all that inferior stuff so that I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, and be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him." There it is. No reservations, no retreat, and no regrets. Just a desire to know God intimately and a commitment to go all the way with him. Today, let that be your heart's desire too.